Today we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. The reflection on the reading. Caiaphas, the chief priest of the synagogue in Jerusalem, says that Jesus has claimed that he was the Son of God. This was perceived as blasphemy, and Caiaphas wants Jesus to be killed for this. But under Jewish law, killing is not allowed in the synagogue or by the priest. So Caiaphas sends Jesus bound to Pilate to be judged in civil law. Pilate had been the Roman governor of Judea for 10 years when Jesus came before him to be judged. In that position, as a Roman governor, he was well aware of what was happening among the Jews in Jerusalem. He knew their power, their beliefs, and their influence. But only Pilate had the power over life and death. But Pilate is very puzzled and very unsure about Jesus. It is the Jews that have handed him over for judgment. But Pilate knows that Jesus is not claiming to be the King of the Jews. Pilate says, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus wants to know where he's heard this. Pilate says that he's a Roman and not a Jew himself, but the chief priest has handed Jesus over for him for trial. Pilate asks, "What have you done?" Jesus explains that he is a king, but of a very different world, a spiritual world, not of this world, where God reigns in truth and love. Not an earthly world, otherwise his followers would be fighting to get him away from the Jews. Pilate says, "So you are a king?" Jesus replies, "You say that I am a king." Then Jesus tells Pilate that he was born for this. Jesus says that his mission in the world is as God's Son, to testify to the truth, to gather followers, to speak, and to teach God's way of life, and prepare them for God's heavenly kingdom, where the followers will obey God in truth and in love. Pilate listens, asks questions. He sees no fault in Jesus. He tries to understand, but he cannot grasp the concept of a spiritual kingdom of God. Pilate says, "What is truth?" We know that truth is the revealed will of God. And Jesus knew that it was God's will that he must die to save people and to open the gates of heaven and take people into his kingdom. Jesus calls us today into his kingdom of truth. He is the King of love. Let us worship and praise him. Jesus is the ruler in our hearts. Let us trust and obey him in thought, word, and deed. He is the King of Kings, full of mercy and forgiveness. Christ the King reigns forever with God the Father and with the Holy Spirit. May his kingdom come on this earth as it is in heaven.